Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Matters podcast. I'm Stuart Norton with the Alabama Center for Real Estate at the University of Alabama. And today our guest is Seth Little. Seth is a senior attorney with Dallas, Anthony, and Jeffords in Jackson, Mississippi. Welcome to the show, Seth.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And so Seth's firm is Dallas, Anthony, and Jeffords is a supporting sponsor for our commercial real estate conference coming up soon in Birmingham. That's AcreCom. It's Thursday, February 22nd at the Harbert Center in downtown Birmingham. And we really look forward to having you there, Seth. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at that conference.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to being there. I'm in a realtor myself. I've got my broker's license here in Mississippi. So in addition to just being interested to talk with everybody up there about what we provide here at our firm, looking forward to just talking real estate too.
Okay. Yeah, wonderful. And that's great to hear. And so Seth has joined us on the program today because Seth and his firm, they have a tax credit program that they're promoting. It's a self-employed tax credit. And so just tell us a little bit, just to kind of set the stage, you know, tell us a little bit about that self-employed tax credit and how it's different from some other, you know, tax credits that are out there that you read about and hear about.
Yeah, so sure. This 1099 tax credit, actually the technical name is the Family and Sick Medical Leave Act. It's part of the Recovery Act from COVID-19 that was passed back during COVID under the Biden administration. So a lot of people might be familiar with the Employee Retention Credit, which was a tax credit given to companies that had W-2 employees. If you had a company and had W-2 employees, and if you were shut down or affected by some of these government shutdowns and everything that happened during COVID, if you kept W-2 employees employed during that whole shutdown and process where, you know, there was a business downturn, businesses were shut down if they weren't essential, the IRS was giving credits to those companies for keeping those employees employed. So up to $10,000 per employee that they kept employed. So that's been going on for a few years now. We were involved with that, still involved a little bit. Congress, if you've been following this child tax credit bill that they're in the process of trying to get through the Senate, part of that bill, which isn't really publicized, is they're basically putting an end to this employee retention credit, which was supposed to start ending. The first deadline was going to be in April of this year, and it's basically going to end effective January 31. But that was just for W-2 employees. It got a lot of publicity just because of the some of the fraud that was involved with it, where there was companies that weren't really companies that were applying for it, or companies that didn't actually have employees that were applying for it. There was a lot of companies that advertised online for the ERC. So a lot of people are familiar with that. What a lot of people aren't familiar with is that there's another credit for self-employed people, 1099 employees, that's related to COVID. Now it's a little bit different than the ERC. It deals with family and sick leave, to where if you're a W-2 employee, you're given, you know, family leave and sick leave, but you're not really afforded that if you're a self-employed person. So for COVID-19, the IRS is recognizing that self-employed individuals are affected by it as well, by having to stay home because they were sick or quarantined, or because some loved ones were sick or being quarantined, or they had children whose schools were closed or made virtual because of the pandemic. So obviously, you know, if you're staying home, especially in the real estate industry and some of these other self-employed industries, you're not out there selling houses. You're not out there showing houses. You're not out there, you know, having listing appointments. So, you know, you're affected by that. So IRS has recognized that, and they've offered this this tax credit for self-employed individuals.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's great to hear and definitely applicable for our audience, you know, with just the nature of real estate, you know, 1099 employees, self-employed. So that's great to hear. And so so what are the requirements to qualify for the self-employed tax credit? Can you just walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So like I said, there's kind of three different ways to qualify. Number one would be if you were sick yourself with COVID, which would be, you know, if you tested positive, or you don't even have to test positive. If you've, you know, had symptoms and felt like you possibly had it and just wanted to stay home to not get, you know, others sick. or, you know, if you were in close proximity with somebody and you had felt that you needed to quarantine yourself, that qualifies. And the second way would be if you had a loved one, spouse, child, or someone in your household that had COVID, and because of that, you were self-quarantining or staying home to take care of that person, that also qualifies. And then the third way is if you had a child in school who was either their school was shut down completely, or, you know, if you had maybe a younger child that maybe wasn't in school, but they had a daycare that was shut down. If your child care was unavailable because of the pandemic, or if you know, you had to stay home with your child because, you know, their regular way of going to school was not available because of the pandemic, that's another way to qualify. So there's a certain amount of days that are allowed for these time periods. So for being sick yourself, you get 10 days in 2020 and 10 days in 2021. And if you're sick, if you're caring for someone else that's sick, that's an additional 10 days that you are allowed max in 2020 and an additional 10 days in 2021. And if you or your child's school is, you know, not available, you get 50 days in 2020 and 60 days in 2021.
Okay. Yeah. So that adds up to a good bit at the end of the day, you know, over those couple of years, because I was in, living in Tuscaloosa, the same situation that a lot of folks were. I think it was the 2020-21 school year. We didn't have, you know, basically every single Friday was virtual. So I'm sure y'all had a similar situation, or many people, you know, had a similar situation to that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had the same situation myself. Obviously, I'm a broker myself. My wife's a real estate agent here in Mississippi. I've got three kids, and our oldest was never really got sick with COVID, but because she was in close proximity to people in her classroom, I think she had to quarantine maybe just crazy amount of times, like four or five different times, up to, you know, 4 or 5 days each time. So that's, you know, 20 days right there where one of us was having to stay home with her, you know, because she was in close proximity to somebody. And so, you know, that's lost money there. And the good thing about this tax credit is under the employee retention credit, which is what we talked about earlier, you know, a lot of that was not available if you showed that you still made money during the pandemic. So one of the tests for the employee retention credit, if you owned a business, was did you have a loss in revenue because of COVID? And if you didn't, then that's one of the tests that, you know, you couldn't satisfy. So, but under this self-employed tax credit, that doesn't matter. So I know myself and a lot of other realtors had a pretty decent year in 2020, 2021, just because the real estate market kind of went crazy there for a minute.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Low rates. Left and right. So there are a lot of real estate agents out there maybe saying, well, I had the best year I've ever had 2020. How can I, you know, I qualify for this program? That doesn't matter. This deals with family and sick leave, to where you're getting credit as you would as a W-2 employee, you know, 4 days that you missed, you know, because you're having to care for somebody or care for yourself. So even if you made more money than you ever made, those are 10 or 20 days that you were out that you could have made even more. So that's how we calculate your daily rate using your taxes, and can multiply that and come up with, you know, an amount that you're allowed to claim under taxes.
Okay. All right. You want to go in a little bit more detail about, you know, specifically how the tax credit's calculated?
Yeah, sure. So basically what we do is we would have to get the regular tax returns from 2020 and 2021, and actually 2019 too, because you can use those. But you you want to look at your tax returns and see if you filed a Schedule C or a Schedule SE, which are the two tax forms that you would file if you were claiming self-employment income. So you look at that and you see what your net income is, which is basically what you're paid in gross minus your reasonable and necessary expenses that you're claiming. So there, you know, from there you get your amount of basically what you made for self-employment that year. We divide that by 260, which represents the number of working days in a year. And out of that, we come up with a daily rate, which is basically based on what you made that year, divided by the number of days is kind of what you make per day. So we take that daily rate and then we multiply it by the number of days that you're claiming for each of these three ways that you can qualify, which is the number of days that you were out yourself, number of days you're out caring for someone else, or number of days you're out because your child's school was out. So for example, for the days that you were out yourself, we can take your daily rate and multiply it. You know, if you're claiming maxing out the days, that would be 10 days for 2020, 10 days for 2021. It is capped at $511. So if you just had a crazy year in 2020 mm-hmm. and your daily rate is more than $511, it's capped at $511. So that's how you calculate it. And then the other two ways, which is if you're caring for someone else or if you're caring for your child whose school is out, those days are capped at $200 a day. So a lot of times the daily rate's more than that, but that's the cap. So we calculate it using the daily rates times the amount of days that you tell us that you're out. And then we come up with the tax credit, and it's a refundable tax credit, which means that even if you owed a little bit of tax still left over, you know, the credit would pay that amount of tax that you still owe. And then anything that's left over, you would get a check from the IRS. And so if you don't owe anything, if you're all paid up, that's just extra. So you would
exactly, yeah,
you'd get a check from the IRS. Hopefully, right now they're saying about 3 months. Hopefully they still stick to that. I know the ERC credits are a little bit delayed just because they've gotten so many of them. But this one's not really that publicized. Not a lot of people know about it. So hopefully, you know, you'd have to amend your tax returns. So you would have to, obviously we'd have to have your tax returns. We would amend those, and then send that in with a form 7202, which is just the form that's, associated with this particular tax credit. So, you file that amendment and then about 3 months later, hopefully you'll get a check from the IRS.
Yeah. Well, and that's great to hear. And even with the cap, you know, that you mentioned, you know, it sounds like this will add up to a significant amount of money, you know, for the average, you know, or for the average, you know, realtor, whether commercial or residential.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great thing. It's, you know, if you max it out, you can get, you know, almost a little bit over $32,000 in a credit, and, you know, not everybody's going to max it out, but still, even if you don't, you know, you're looking at a pretty nice little, tax credit where you weren't expecting one. Cause I think a lot of these self-employed, folks out there, you know, think that they were kind of left out maybe of the ERC or left out of some of these programs, from the Recovery Act. And, the fact is that they weren't there. There's programs out there, there's relief out there for them. And, you know, it's other than real estate agents, I mean, you've got construction, you've got people that you know, cut hair, cosmetology, you've got rideshare people, you know, all kinds of travel agents. I mean, I think of one about every other day that, you know, might be
right, another group employed.
So there's a ton of them out there, gig workers, that maybe don't think they qualify for any relief out of COVID, and they do.
Okay, well, that's all wonderful to hear, because, you know, I'm glad you mentioned all the other categories. Yeah, because 1099 employees, we really could go on and on, you know, all the different people that this affected. And so, but yeah, I appreciate you joining us today to spread awareness of this program, this self-employed, you know, tax credit program that's being offered to help those folks, you know, the self-employed individuals, you know, get a little bit more, you know, out of there, get that either that tax credit, or if they're fully paid up, you know, get that check from the IRS. So any final thoughts as we kind of wrap it up here?
Yeah. If anybody's interested, and again, if it's self-employed, so if you're just self-employed by yourself, if you have an LLC, that's taxed as a partnership, meaning that, you know, it's not an S corporation, it's just a regular LLC, that would also qualify. So there's a number of ways to qualify. So I would suggest just go to our website, taxcredit1099.com, fill out the information. And, it, you know, it's worth a shot. It doesn't do any harm whatsoever to just see if you qualify, and if so, for how much. We'll certainly be honest with you and let you know if it's something that'd be worth your time or not. And then, yeah, just if you're interested, go to that website. There's some frequently asked questions that answer any questions that I may not have gone over today. And, just check us out.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, Well, I appreciate you joining us on the show today to help spread awareness about this. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you at AcreCom, our commercial real estate conference. That's February 22nd at the Harbert Center, downtown Birmingham.
So absolutely.
Excited to see you there, Seth.
Anybody has any other questions after that? Yeah, I'll be there. So just don't be a stranger. I'd love to talk with you and hopefully get everybody involved with this.
Right. And one other thing, Seth and his firm, they will be, as a supporting sponsor, they're going to have a breakout room there in the Harbert Center during the lunch hour. We're going to have an hour and a half for lunch. And we're actually doing something a little different, lunch on your own this year. And so during that lunch period and also during any of the other break times, you can drop by that breakout room and talk to Seth and someone else from his firm and just learn more about this and hopefully get those papers in and get that tax credit or the check. So I just wanted to let everyone know about that. And thanks again, Seth. This was very informative. And again, look forward to meeting you later this month.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. And look forward to seeing everybody next month.
This has been the Real Estate Matters podcast produced by the Alabama Center for Real Estate. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, or just ask Alexa to play the Real Estate Matters podcast. This has been the Real Estate Matters podcast produced by the Alabama Center for Real Estate. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, or just ask Alexa to play the Real Estate Matters podcast.